He was also very nice to come. But we would like to have other trustees, if they can come.
I told Tirtha Maharaj, but he was so badly
too busy.
And also I told Paribrajak Maharaj, but he was not there.
Akinchana Maharaj came also.
No.
One time.
Yes, that's true. We also are meeting once a month on telephone, on internet, and carrying on your business of the trust.
But general meeting too, here and Navadvip.
General meeting too, here and there. Practical monthly meetings, who can attend? If they can attend, we want them to feel they can attend.
Okay.
Yeah?
Very good.
Okay. Next item on the list is there were discussions about two ideas. A worldwide program and longer meetings. And I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, there were discussions about, firstly, the Bhakti Trust often meets in a very short amount of time.
Okay.
So Radhakanta came up with a good idea that we should all meet for, say, 7 days so that we can discuss things and strategy more deeply and also maybe hear some Harikatha at the same time. Otherwise, these meetings are very condensed.
When we have our meetings, two times a year, Navadvip and here, or here and Badger.
Like Prince Sanskrit.
At festival time, everything is very rushed. So much having to do in a very short period of time. Radhakanta Prabhu is suggesting it would be nice if we spent a week together, maybe with you in Hawaii if you like, and spend a little more time meeting and hearing Harikatha. So, not just meetings, but...
But naturally, at this time are not the parikrama. All come from everywhere.
True.
And both purposes are hearing Harikatha, Dham Parikrama.
My main suggestion, Gurudev, was not so much for the Harikatha, but that in our meetings we don't always finish our business. We have devotees like to speak and talk so much and go into the details, and it takes
time. I think no need of giving so much time in one meeting, and for nothing. I think it is sufficient time. 3 days now, 3 days here, or your San Francisco Bajor. It is 3 days sufficient. 3 days, 4 days.
Also, we're thinking, Gurudev, it gives us more time for Sambandha so we can work better together with more efficiency.
Gurudev, if we wanted to spend, if each one of us had some free time that we wanted to do this, is that all right or no?
You can come, no harm, in Hawaii or anywhere where I'm writing. But it will disturb, perhaps.
No, we don't want to disturb your writing. But...
That is why I'm going so far away to read and write.
We just also wanted to go to Hawaii.
This all management and everything will be gone. But my books will not gone. Forever and forever.
Mm. Okay. If we had meeting where maybe you're not there to discuss these things, and then we present them to you.
Go to another island.
We're not asking to take Gurudev's time. It's just there's a lot of
Rajan
up there.
But I want to clarify this. Is that all right?
So you can come. I have no objection.
Okay. And Rajanath Prabhu has suggested an idea, which I think everybody likes, that we create different festivals in addition to the main festivals that we do where you go, but where some of the sannyasis go to maybe Europe, America, or Australia, and have festivals and try to enliven the devotees in that way. What do you think?
Okay, this idea is okay.
Gurudev, you are traveling less, and our sannyasis
they can inspire, especially if they are together, more and more will come. Yeah. And they can discuss also these areas.
This year in Govardhan, I will declare that I am not going everywhere now.
Good.
Only for some days in UK, America, for my checkup. And in the way, I go anywhere. And sometimes in Malaysia for writing.
Okay.
And rest time, I will write and read and do. So, I will request all these sannyasis, they can preach there, and they can initiate Harinam, Diksha, and everything they should do.
So you have a lot of work to do.
They should do, I will declare that only the places where I am going and anyone needs that I must initiate then. Otherwise they should initiate and make disciples.
You mean you initiate, like before, how we do before?
No, he's not saying.
You mean like how we do before?
No.
Like Ritvik.
No, Gurudev says...
Just forget that last time.
Listen carefully. Gurudev says that all the sannyasis can give initiation wherever they go. Only if anyone wants to take initiation from Gurudev,
then they can telephone
or do anything like that.
Otherwise they should initiate and they should.
Gurudev, while you are here, I cannot do that. Yeah. I can only continue telling people to call you and to hear from you.
Don't disturb me. You should all... I've initiated so much. Now you should initiate and take their charge. And only few those who will really want to take initiation from me, only they can.
Srila Gurudev, I think everybody will want to take initiation from you.
And none of us want to give initiation. We
all cannot go. Like one Maharaj, Amazon, here, there, Brazil, I cannot go.
Russia also.
So, Russia, I cannot go. You and he, you can make disciples.
Phone call. By phone.
Phone call.
If some taken from you by phone, some taken from them, some problem coming.
Nah, this is
good,
good for me. That they will not disturb me.
Is it really nice?
You, let me ask some question. You want them to do this so that they can have more personal relation with the person and also so that you can do more writing.
Yes.
That's what you want,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the devotees are thinking, Gurudev, that this is a test, that you are saying this because...
No.
You
don't take
they
2 minutes. Don't take 2 minutes. What I'm telling,
thank you, Gurudev.
Only one.
Let's publish it.
I have not two.
No 2 minutes.
2 tons.
Yes.
Only one. Ton.
Where did that come from, Gurudev? Everyone says that you are saying one thing and meaning another.
No. I have told in my question answer everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, it's a botheration for you to speak Harinam on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel.
So this is pleasing to Gurudev. What he's saying is pleasing.
He's reducing his workload in relationship to people out in the world so he can write. That's a service you're providing him.
But devotees all over the world, in America, in Europe, still you will be having festivals there. So mostly...
Sure. Not like before.
No.
But one festival in America...
I will go to Houston.
Yeah.
So Houston or...
Badger
or Alachua, Miami, we can do.
Only one festival.
And then it's a but
and if I'm returning by Europe, then in Europe, one place.
Yes.
And then India.
Yes. So what I'm telling is that... Devotees, they will know that you are coming to this location. So all devotees, they will want to see you there receive initiation.
You should
from
do,
you.
And if anyone is like that, I will give initiation for
them. So let them come. But what he's saying is, for those persons who can't come,
I know.
Rather than spending his time, he wants you to be taking the responsibility, the burden.
But Gurudev, you require to be madhyam madhyam to initiate.
He's saying that you have to be madhyam madhyam in order to be able to give initiation.
Really, I'm madhyam, arcanist, not uttam. So nothing to come down.
But you said earlier that you're not speaking in a tricky way.
So yes.
Now
yes.
You're speaking in a tricky way.
I know that I'm madhyam kanishta.
No. Oh, yeah. No, we don't accept. No.
I recommend that Gurudev writes a letter with his signature that is published on the Pure Bhakti website regarding this, so it's absolutely clear.
He's saying that unless you write a letter saying this, what you're saying, no one will believe. Everyone will think, oh, he wants to be guru. Oh, he wants to be guru.
Oh, and he is making some... I will sign.
Yeah.
Everyone can have their own children.
But we heard before that when spiritual masters on planet, then
someone
disciples
without
should
children,
not
like
initiate.
But it's his order.
Prabhupada, all Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada always said, if I am here, you cannot initiate by etiquette.
He's saying, Swamiji, Swami Prabhupada, he said that if Guruji is present, then it's aparad to initiate.
No, etiquette.
Mariyada. They should think. I should not think.
Okay, now it's up to you.
I should not think.
Anyway,
I have ordered, I have told, I have requested for this.
I feel some
disturbance in writing.
Did you hear that? He's asking this because he's feeling a disturbance in his writing. He wants to go deep in his own bhajan and write.
Entire Srimad Bhagavatam commentary.
If he has to do this all the time, phone here, phone there, like this.
Always it is done like
this. Oh, every day he can't write.
Daily, at least 10 times, 12 times.
I have one question. Can we recommend the aspirant disciple to someone that you would recommend yourself?
He's asking if they do not feel qualified to accept disciple, can they recommend to God brother or other son?
I am authority. I'm telling all the sannyas to whom I have given sannyas, they may make disciples.
So you're saying all your sannyasis are qualified?
Yes.
They may.
Okay. And those who don't want to initiate, they should not.
Yeah. So
it depends on them.
Personal mood, but if they don't want to and they have someone, they can give to some of their sannyasi gan who take that responsibility.
But I have empowered them to.
You've empowered them.
All.
Okay.
All.
And the ones who really want, they can come here at Kartik or whatever and take from you.
Gurudev.
What?
He's not feeling good about it.
I want to devote my time in
writing,
chanting, reading and practicing what I have told in this world whole. I should practice and realize all these things. I have done so much preaching, so much all these things. Now I should realize. Really, I should try to come in Madhyam Adhikar.
Gurudev, if we do initiation, can we do initiation and you will be their guru? Why do we have to be the... Can we just do the performance and they're taking initiation from you?
I cannot.
He's asking if he can follow the Ritvik system.
No. What? Never and never. Never in dream.
No, it's not a bad word. It's exactly the same thing.
Exactly. Ritvik here means no posthumous.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Ritvik system, I don't want
to. Okay, I'll say it like he said it. He said, can he initiate someone and then that person becomes your shishya.
While you are living.
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Verbally he can tell, and he can have same honor to me, no harm.
Okay, so they can initiate persons, but in the shishya's heart, you are Diksha Guru. Oh,
this is okay. Okay.
I'm the Bhartma Varshika Guru, and you are the Naam and Diksha Guru.
Prabhupada did that.
Thank you. Other anything?
Other business? But Yashoda, heads up.
Your time.
Come
on.
You're
TC.
Up.
Okay. So, I'm now going to communicate the minutes of the Treasury meeting, Gurudev.
Economic.
I request you again, we have 7 pages to go. Yeah, if you want Gurudev to hear all this, then don't discuss too much. Present it, then Gurudev can understand.
These are the minutes of the Treasury meeting, Gurudev.
Treasury money, economic.
Yes.
Economics.
The first issue was pertaining Abhiram Ramachari. I suggest I don't go through everything because we've already done it today and everybody knows all the details. I'll just read the resolution. That all the money, less the money is dispersed under his instruction, is returned to Abhiram Brahmachari. Secondly, that Abhiram Brahmachari may obtain 10% proceed, 10% donation to Srila Gurudev.
I thought we were going to do this after we speak with Abhiram Brahmachari.
We already did. We spoke with him.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. Let Abhiram's accountant make recommendation on how money should be managed. Yamuna Prashad's investment fund, namely Breakwater, would be presented to Abhiram's accountant as an option. It is proposed that Abhiram's donation be managed by a professional and that Abhiram can appoint an elder of the society, such as a Bhakti Trust member, to act as an oversight for the third party, to supervise the third party. We look after Abhiram responsibly. He is able to make regular donations year on year, and therefore we all run no legal or reputational risk. Next point.
Everything we talked about this morning.
Oh. Okay.
Next point, Gurudev. The Houston bank account. It was recommended that whenever a new bank account is set up, especially outside of India, that the Treasury Committee is consulted so that the funds can be properly accounted for and managed.
What money?
Any new bank account outside of India, Treasury Committee should give their, they should be notified so that we can be aware that account exists.
Very good.
Okay?
Welcome here. Yeah.
Sorry. Try to keep it simple words.
Well, that can hear. His hearing aids are
working. Make it really simple.
I'm on the agenda. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Regarding assisting Brajanath Prabhu.
Can I express this?
Sure.
Do you mind?
No.
Brajanath Prabhu is very busy. He's always serving you night and day, in and out.
Everywhere with me, always engaged.
So many pressures, so many decisions to make, and we feel he needs help, support, so that from legal point of view or complicated point of view, he makes the right choice so that he can advise you correctly. We want to offer Yashoda Nandan Prabhu to be secretary of secretary, to be like helper when Brajanath Prabhu...
But he will not always be with me.
No, only if some issue comes up,
he can call him up.
Take advice.
That's all.
I will be available to Brajanath every day.
Gurudev, mainly because all have so much desire to serve you. And if they come to me, I have to explain to everyone
everything,
what is happening or not, or if there is some areas that they need help or input. So we requested that if one representative from the Bhakti Trust, one representative from the Sannyas Council, they communicate with me if there is any problem, I can tell them, you help with this. Yeah?
Yes.
And then they can discuss amongst themselves.
Yes.
Otherwise they may think I misrepresent them. It happens sometimes like that, isn't it?
Good.
Go on.
Regarding the Navadvipa temple, as we discussed this morning, that currently during the festivals, no devotees should be allowed on the roof so that the temple doesn't collapse.
Mm-hmm. Which festival?
Gurudev, we want to ensure...
Navadvipa.
I'm taking
advice from Gopinath.
Advice from also
Gopinath.
I will take him with me and he will look after. And he will give me suggestions.
We have discussed that original architect, he's no longer on job, but he has important numbers, Morton math,
information.
About the project. There's some small amount of money left that we should maybe pay him so that we can get these figures so that the current architect can make sure the job is done proper. Do you think that is okay?
I could not turn.
Mr. Bose, he has all the facts and figures. How it is made, the foundation, how strong it is.
He has not given us.
He has not taken.
No, because we owe him some small amount of money. So I'm suggesting we pay him the money, get the figures. Gopinath can do a better job. And also our new architect can
then
do
our new, yeah, the new architect has all engineer, the correct figures.
Engineer, sorry.
Okay, we are going and there we will take decision.
Okay. So you'll discuss it with Gurudev.
Okay. Gurudev, regarding the management of your bank accounts.
My?
Your bank accounts. We have a recommendation to split the money into different accounts so that everything is insured in case bank goes down. This is first. And secondly, regarding currency, we are suggesting one third of the money is in rupees, one third in dollars, one third in euros. So it's spread. Are you happy?
Oh, I know that you are more expert than me in this case. So what you have done, it will be better.
Okay. Next point, Gurudev, is the budget for 2009. We know in your heart that Navadvipa is your top priority project. So we have done forecast with opening bank balance, conservative estimate on income, because Gurudev, you are traveling less, and also economic climate is worse. And then we have estimated how much Navadvipa needs for spending.
So you have calculated?
We have done some rough estimate calculation, and we think we are on target for Navadvipa project continuing nicely, but it will mean that once Navadvipa is nearly completed at the end of next year, then the Dakshin account will be close to zero. So we have to think of other ways to generate funds.
Hmm.
That's why I spoke to you earlier today about the idea of education and courses for bringing in new kinds of income. We can do like that.
Like bhakti, vaibhav, bhakti, like at the time of Prabhupada.
Doing different courses and getting some tuition and putting in like that.
Yes.
You can give them.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that?
No, absolutely. Would anybody from the sannyasi group like to read the minutes of the sannyasi budget adjustment? Yeah, I do.
Come close.
So the meeting between the Bhakti Trust and the sannyasis. We had joint meeting yesterday, but for 2 days before that, we only met together, sannyasis and Dilip, he helped us. In those meetings, mainly we were discussing how we can align, how we can cooperate together. And after those 2 days with Dilip, we all felt very united. And we all agreed unanimously that we will cooperate together. 100%. So then the next day, we met together with the Bhakti Trust in the morning and also in the afternoon time. And also Dilip was there assisting us. For the first part of the day, in the first part of the morning, we were expressing our enthusiasm, how we are desiring so much to work together. Some persons from the Bhakti Trust were speaking, some persons from the sannyasis were speaking. And it created a very nice atmosphere. And then, in the afternoon time, we began to discuss the different projects which were required to complete by both Bhakti Trust and sannyasis working together. So we had these agenda items. Let's see. First. So this was very historical for us because never before the sannyasis met together as a group and then also met together as a group with the Bhakti Trust. And the Bhakti Trust recognized that up to this time, they have not provided proper support for the sannyasis. They expressed this to us. The mood that was developed between both groups, both the Bhakti Trust and sannyasis, very cooperative, very respectful toward each other, full of so much love and affection, and we all felt...
Oh. You should sit down on the place.
And we all felt unified together, and we started our meeting with very ecstatic kirtan. Everyone was dancing and singing kirtan together. Subcommittee establishment?
Yeah.
Okay, then... In the later part, yesterday, we established some subcommittees to accomplish many of the tasks that you have been telling us to do. And we discussed for more than 2 hours, and we accomplished so much. So these are the items. The first item was the sannyasi roles. What role must the sannyasis play? And how the sannyasis can be properly trained to establish a system by which the sannyasis and new sannyasis can understand how they can function better in the role of sannyasi, how they can serve the whole society better. And so we would create a training system for the sannyasis. And then we'll develop a system by which the sannyasis can communicate and give feedback to the Bhakti Trust and also to each other so that the sannyasis communicate more together and they know what they are all doing.
There was feedback between the sannyasis and the sannyasis.
Between the sannyasis also, that the sannyasis will be able to communicate better with the entire Sangha. And the Sangha can also give feedback to the sannyasis. Then the next point was, there was a subcommittee formed in order to develop a vision for the future, how we want to proceed in the future to develop your preaching mission worldwide. And these are the members of that subcommittee. It is headed by Buddhara Prabhu and also Naimi Maharaj, Bhagwat Maharaj, Sajan Maharaj, and Padmanabh Maharaj. So this committee, it will create this vision statement for the sannyasis and for the whole society. Then another subcommittee was created to do a study on what is needed by all the devotees throughout the world. Why some devotees are not satisfied, why they are leaving the society, so that we will understand what are their needs. So there will be a committee that will study that worldwide, and then they will report back to the Bhakti Trust and to the sannyasis. That committee is headed by Jiva Priya Prabhu, and also Tridandi Maharaj and Sudadwaiti Maharaj, they will be assisting on that committee. Then the fourth, another committee, is the Education Committee. This is headed by Naimi Maharaj and Bhagwat Maharaj and Budhara Prabhu. And they will identify what kind of educational courses can be designed for whole Sangha. This is a very broad topic. So they will study that and they will report. Another subcommittee for developing a preaching strategy, very specific preaching strategy, how we are going to step by step bring this message into the society throughout the world on all different levels. So that preaching strategy subcommittee, it will be headed by Bhagwat Maharaj, Budhara Prabhu will help, Naimi Maharaj, and Sudadwaiti Maharaj.
And that was coordinating the preaching as well.
Yes, also to coordinate the preaching. Because up till now, everyone has just been individually going and preaching with no unified plan how we want to go as a group, united. So they will do that. Then the next group is the youth, dealing with the young people all throughout the world. How to empower those young people to begin in practicing bhakti and in serving your mission. So Jiva Priya is heading that. Sudadwaiti Maharaj and Sajan Maharaj, they will work together with him and they will find out what are the needs of all of the youth that will enable them to begin to serve within your worldwide society.
Gurudev, the youth sometimes feel that because there are so many senior devotees, they feel somewhat shy about going and doing something. And we're now saying to them, when we were their age, we were doing so much, so we want to help them feel happy to do more preaching for you.
There's a couple more, the support team. Maybe you can explain
Los
that,
Angeles,
because that's
Los Angeles
this is connected
Houston.
With the Bhakti
do
Trust.
Do these do
more.
The LA and Houston.
Yeah, I don't
jump on, because he's we spent a lot of
okay, last 2 points.
Only
okay,
two more. Two more.
John Reed,
LA Houston.
Just go there.
This one and this one.
No, leave that. Just do that.
Okay. Regarding Los Angeles and Houston, these two projects. So,
I'm very interested for Los Angeles.
Yes. In Los Angeles, it was recommended by yourself also that Sudevi and Kishori Mohan, they could reside there in L.A.
In this connection, I will have to talk with
Jamuna Prasad.
He can come and I will talk.
The boss. Okay. Then, we have some sannyasi preachers who will agree to go there every year and to stay maybe 1 month, 1 month, 1 month, like this.
To help.
And to help the whole situation in L.A. That is Sajan Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Bhagwat Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj, Tridandi Maharaj. I also said I would go. Anyway.
Padmanabh Maharaj.
Yeah. And then, and then Jamuna Prasad Prabhu, he will be supported in his vision by Padmanabh Maharaj, and he will work closely with Jamuna Prasad Prabhu and the community there.
Jamuna Prabhu has done a lot to keep the temple going, and our mood is to offer him what help.
So much thank for this.
Yes, what help we can give him that he wants to take, that's the mood.
This should come.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that if you cannot maintain that property because it is very bigger and loan so much loan, then if you can sell it, you can sell, I have no objection. But for so many years we are seeing that we cannot sell. But if good offer coming, you can sell and have a small preaching center. 3, 4, 5, 6 and other sannyasis may come and stay there and teach there, like before. And now I talked with
Kishori Mohan
and
Sudevi.
I told that I want that you should go and help to maintain that place. They told that we have three conditions. First condition is that they have taken money advance after Gaur Purnima to preach in different part of Europe. And we have taken money from them, and by that I have come here. So, if better, I can, after 3 months of he can join. And if they can, they want me really now, after 3 months, but I will have to return the money to whom I have taken advance. So I told that I will discuss with you. So after 3 months, if he will come anyhow?
After 3 months? No, that would be fine.
Or June.
After Navdi Parikrama, 3 months they want more time.
After?
After
that's June.
June.
Yeah,
May, June 09. Yes, that's fine.
So that's 8 months.
Anytime. So they can go and preach, and after May, June, they should join there.
Yes,
after meeting with you, they told that they are so inspired, they want to go at once.
It's better they go at once.
No, I want to fulfill his desire also. Achha, secondly, they want that if they will be there, like in charge, doing everything, under the supervision of Avadhut Maharaj, then one request that Prem Prayojan Prabhu should not give class there.
Yes.
Because all devotees are against that. But I am giving him a scope in my classes. So when I will go there, then I can give permission. What? Prem Prayojan, he can speak in my presence, but he should not do it. They are
only under your direct supervision do you let him give class. Is that what you're saying? You're saying that Prem Prayojan, only under your direct present supervision he can give class. If you're not there, no class from Prem.
In our center. Right?
He's saying physical presence.
Yes?
No. Sometimes Avadhut Maharaj, sometimes Damodar Maharaj will come, sometimes he will come, sometimes Bhagavat will come.
Yes.
In this way, it will sometimes always Kishori Mohan will give class. In this way, it will go.
Okay, very good, I understand.
Prem Prayojan, out of mutt, everywhere he can preach. In other countries, as he is preaching, he should preach, but not in our temple.
Yes, okay. I understand.
Achha. Third thing, that you are bachelor, perhaps not married?
Yes, that's correct. Not yet.
Well, then you are very pakka brahmachari-like.
That's not correct.
I have told all the sannyasis and brahmacharis that try to honor all the ladies like mother, like in India. So you must treat them, Sudevi, as your mother or sister. Then everything will be. And forever, if you have any lust, in the heart, oh, take it off and fell out in ocean.
Okay.
Then, if you are following me, oh, you will have the service of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Don't divide mind in this world and that. One pointed, oh, Krishna service, Radha Krishna. Thank you. Now meeting.
Houston.
One last thing, just Houston. So, as far as Houston is concerned, the Indian devotees there, Vishnu Prabhu and Arun Prabhu and everybody, they would like some Indian devotees who can preach in Hindi to Indian public, to hold programs in homes. So, we are suggesting that Parameshwari Prabhu and Uttam Prabhu and Krishna Das, if these persons could go and do kirtan and do preaching, then that will be very good. The Indian devotees, they will be...
Krishna Das has left our mart.
So I should not bring him?
No.
Okay, I won't bring him. But Parameshwari Prabhu and Uttam Prabhu, can we bring them?
I will think about it.
They really, if we can bring a couple of Indian brahmacharis to do Hindi pravachan and kirtan,
I will discuss with them.
Then they will be happy.
I will discuss with them. And
dear Krishna Prabhu,
I want to discuss with Arun, Vishnu, and Agrawal.
Can you suggest anyone to preach, Indian devotees to preach there?
Muni Maharaj?
Muni Maharaj, maybe.
He says he first wants to discuss with Vishnu Prabhu.
Muni Maharaj can go.
Dear Krishna Prabhu, dear Krishna Prabhu.
Guru says he first wants to discuss.
Dear Krishna.
Dear Krishna Prabhu.
Dear Krishna Prabhu.
Oh, he can go.
Dear Krishna Prabhu.
He won't.
Can go. He is very qualified.
Dear Krishna Prabhu can come.
Yes.
Okay, and then I will stay in Houston, but I will travel also. I will do traveling around America.
I am discussing first
with Arun, Vishnu, and Sushil.
What their suggestion, and then I will tell you.
Okay, alright.
But can he travel now, Gurudev?
Can I start traveling now?
If you will give up your controlling mind, like the time of your Gurudev, and some missing, and taking advice them there, then it will be dissolved, this matter. But you are so pakka in your...
Sure, Gurudev, I have to respectfully inform you that Vishnu has misinformed you.
Huh?
Vishnu has misinformed you. This is not true.
That is why I am telling that there is some difference of opinion
between
you
and... Vishnu has misinformed you.
Also, Arun.
He has told some things that are not correct. They are controlling me. They will not give bank account, they will not give this, they will not give that. So many things I have asked them. We have agreed as a team, but they did not do.
I will discuss all and then I will tell you. Now,
but what should I do? Should I travel and preach or should I stay in Houston?
Now you are 1 month here.
No. After 10 days you will go to Houston.
So you should phone tomorrow.
Speak with Arunji tonight.
Arunji tonight. After my class.
Yes.
And then we will discuss.
Gurudev, he is also wanted in other parts of America where some preachers are not going.
I think it is better for him to preach. Everywhere.
I think so too.
The devotees want him to come to South Africa, and he has been preaching in Africa before.
So he can do like that.
If you think so, then I think his personality needs some space.
Yes. He needs a break. We were discussing with...
Arun Arnold that they should do with Abhiram and others, and he should be preaching here there.
We were discussing with him, Srila Gurudev. It seems... best idea for him to travel and preach. Good idea.
Golf Brahmananda.
He wants to, but I don't know how the registration is going on.
Don't be disturbed.
Okay.
Thank you, Shri.
You are returning back? Or you will be 1 month?
Next week.
this week, end of the week. Friday, I leave.
5 days.
5 more days.
Your bank is going on well?
It's okay. It's good. It's not
but
in, no
American,
danger.
American economic is going down. Any effect on your bank?
So far it's okay. We have our bank is okay. It's strong. We have cash. So we're strong. The other banks, they're just confused. The relationship between the banks, not good. When the relationship between the banks, it will improve, things will be okay. But they don't trust each other now. They don't trust.
They don't want to cooperate.
But they will.
They should talk to you, Gurudev. The bank should talk to you.
Yes.
And learn how to love and trust each other.
Yeah.
Cooperate.
Yeah.
How to cooperate.
No, you should go. I will take rest and then class.
Thank you. Very good.